It was going to be a big day. I could feel it. It was barely mid-morning, and I had already been at the lab for hours. Amazingly, I was filled with a fiercely vibrant energy. It was innervating, exciting, rich. I couldn't wait to get to it. Something was going to happen today. Something conclusive. Something definite and explanatory. And maybe good, I thought. I was a fool. The up-to-date list of Felix's drops was on the screen in front of me. I had already gone over it a dozen times. I keyed up a summary. Elapsed time, approximately 6 months standard. Just under two of that under direct medical supervision. 18 drops, 12 of them majors. 4 trips to ICU, 9 medicals. We figured around a dozen broken bones, at least that many separations or tearings of tendons and muscles and major joint groups. 3 head injuries, none requiring surgery. We couldn't be sure, of course. We only felt what we thought he felt as a broken bone or whatever. In addition, Felix had been picked up on the last sweep for survivors on 3 separate occasions. Twice he had been the only survivor.
You were really something, I said half aloud.
Talking to ourselves, are we now? Asked Lya brightly as she swept into the room. It's come to this, has it?
I returned her smile. She had the same look as I did, I noted. I rubbed my hands together. It was going to be a big day.
Look at this, Jack, said Holly from the doorway to his office, then seeing Lya. Look at this, honey.
The warmth in his voice was plain. The returning glow of her quick acknowledgement was equally clear. Maybe not as perfect as before, but the couple was again a fact. Holly had that look, too. Bright eyes, eager anticipation. We were all fools. He held a high security coil up before us and shook it.
You know what this is? A priority beam from the Court of Nobles on... Are you ready? Golden.
You're kidding, said Lya.
Holly shook his head.
Not a bit.
What do they want? I asked.